Mr. Dave Hall.
Well, good morning, everyone. You know, on the Sabbath mornings, Nancy and I have a tendency opportunity to attend Bible study with about 8 or 10 of our SDA friends at her church in Kalamazoo. Recently, we were studying the 5th chapter of Revelation when someone said out of the crowd of people that were studying there that the 24 elders that are mentioned in the chapter, having white robes and crowns, were a special resurrection of the Old Testament Israelites. Well, before I could catch myself, I blurted out, "What? No one's ever ascended into heaven except Jesus Christ." Well, you could hear a pin drop. You could hear a pin drop as they all turned to me and said, "Well, Dave, what does your church teach?" Now, you have to know and love these third, fourth, and fifth generation Adventists. They are just a lovely group of people, and they certainly have God's Spirit, I believe. Their hearts are as big as mountains, and they love God and His Word just as much. They were smiling at me, but I could tell that they really wanted to know, because like you and me, they truly believe that the Spirit will guide us into all truth. Do you remember 1 Peter 3:15? "But sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer." Well, how would you answer this question? What do you mean no one has ascended into heaven? As they hurled a staccato of questions to me, "Didn't God take Enoch up into heaven? Didn't the fiery chariot take Elijah into heaven? What about all those people who were resurrected at the time that Christ died on the cross? Who are the 24 elders with the white robes if they aren't men resurrected?" Well, my first response was a silent prayer. Let's not wonder what my church teaches, but let's read what God says in His Word, the Bible. And then I began to go through some scriptures with him. Now, there was a lot of questions I gave you just now about people going, have people ascended in heaven. Two scriptures that I want to give you right now that you can write down and remember is John 3:13, where Christ says, "No one has descended into heaven but the Son of God who has descended from heaven." And then also chapter 11, verses 39 and 40, where it talks about no one has received the promise yet of eternal life. If you can remember those two, from there you can work and find the other scriptures. But let me tell you, the Bible proves itself out, and the scriptures, there are scriptures in the Bible that tell us where Enoch went, that tell us where Elijah went, that describe the 24 elders, and I can tell you that they're not resurrected, not a special resurrection, and they're not the first resurrection. So these scriptures can prove these things out. Since that particular day, I have wanted to bring to you the message about Enoch, who was not just taken away by God, as the New King James Version reads, but more to the point, who was translated by God, as we read in the King James Version. Now, that's not to say that the New King James Version is not as good as the King James Version or vice versa. But I love the translation, the way it reads in the King James Version, and I hope that you will appreciate it by the time with the end of this message. It is not so much of a point to prove no one has ascended into heaven, or that no one has yet to receive the promise of eternal life, or whether or not Enoch saw death. But for a more important purpose that I bring this message to you is that in this message, I want us to see that it is by our faith, like Enoch, that we too can be translated by God. Pretty powerful, isn't it? Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 through 24. Let's see the story about Enoch. Genesis 5, verse 21 through 24. Now, the New King James Version and the King James Version are fairly close in these verses of Scripture, so I'm going to read from the King James Version. "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah." You remember Methuselah? "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. That's twice as old as Larry Sharp. "And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now, it didn't say that God took him to heaven, did it? It just said God took him. There's a lot of story in between these few words and these verses. What the scripture is saying, Enoch was at least 65 years old when he became a believer. What it is saying is, and he lived his life according to God's way for 300 years. And he was not, for God took him, but he didn't take him to heaven. We learn from the Epistle of Jude that Enoch prophesied of the coming kingdom of God. Reading Enoch's story, we can learn that he not only prophesied, but he evangelized. Repent, for the kingdom of God is coming. Read Jude 14 and 15, you'll see what I'm talking about. And his evangelizing actually was cause of death, probably, more than likely, probably by the hand of Lamech, that we can read about in Genesis 4, verses 23 and 24. Lamech was a descendant of Cain. I'm talking about the Lamech who was a descendant of Cain that you can read in Genesis 4, verses 23 and 24. Enoch was converted, or translated, if you will, at age 65 and began to walk with God. He believed God, and his faith pleased God. Remember the relationship of these two words, converted and translated. Turn with me now, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Here, the New King James Version and the King James Version differ in the translation of Scriptures. But I'm still going to read from the King James Version because it conveys a more meaningful action. Conversion. The action of conversion. By faith, reading the Scripture, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Verse 6, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Hebrew scripture indicates two different translations. Enoch was probably murdered for his faith and evangelism, but his body could not be found because God took him, just like he took Moses and buried him where nobody could know where he was buried. By faith, Enoch was translated. Enoch was converted. Enoch believed, and we too can believe, can't we? And we too can be translated. If we believe, and if we truly believe, remember, by faith, we can please God. But if you don't have faith, you can't please him. Turn with me, if you will, now to our final scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and verses 14. Colossians 1, verse 13 and verse 14. Here again, the New King James Version and the King James Version differ in the translations of Scripture. So I want to read from the King James Version in this instance also. Colossians 1, verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Translated us. Now, if you look in the margin of the King James Version, you'll see a marginal note for that word translated, and it says transferred. But if you look into the marginal note of the New King James Version, the word conveyed will refer to the word transferred. The two translations are really saying the same thing. But the New King James Version, of course, makes it clearer. But the King James Version really impresses me when it uses the word translated, because Enoch was translated by God. He wasn't conveyed, or he wasn't taken away. Yes, he was, but the word translated just seems to have more power, more spiritual power, more supernatural power. I can take something away, but can I translate it out of sight from somebody? That's pretty difficult. I mean, it has more power, doesn't it? The word just carries more. God translated Enoch because he believed. Enoch pleased God because of his faith, and we too can please God because of our faith. Brethren, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, the second death spoken of in Revelation 20, verse 6. There are two deaths, aren't they? It's given for man once to die in Hebrews 9, verse 27. But in Revelation 20, verse 6, it says, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power." If you believe, then you can walk with God because you are pleasing him. If you believe, then you're scheduled for this first resurrection where the second death has no power. If you believe, how strong is your faith? Mine is not strong enough yet. I want to believe more, and I hope you will too. It is by our faith that we too, like Enoch, can walk with God and have this testimony that we please him. Believing in his promise to you and me of eternal life, and that we, along with Enoch, Elijah, Moses, and many, many others, will soon be translated into his kingdom. Do not grow weary in well-doing.